broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthur's.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. What is it? It's Today's Modern Worship right here in Cocoa, Florida. And so we're thankful that you have tuned in today to the Refresh Radio program. We're going to be sharing the Word of God with you today, encouraging you to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, everything else that we need. Today we're going to finish up on our little subtopic here of why people do not seek God. Why people do not seek God. So far we've talked about a number of things. We've talked about people are just plain wicked, and wickedness causes you to want to hide from God, run from God, not cause you to want to seek God. We've talked about that pride has an effect on people, and being a stoutness of heart or arrogance of heart, and that no matter what God has to say, you're going to just do whatever you're going to do, doesn't matter. We have talked about that the pride that sometimes causes us to be unaware of our changing realities, that the strength we used to have, we no longer have, that the youth that once dwelt inside of us is no longer there, and that there's a disconnect between reality. We've talked about that people don't think about God. Romans chapter 1, they did not choose to retain the knowledge of God. It's not that they did not know Him. And you say, well, I've never heard of God. I've never heard of Jesus. How can I think about Him? Well, it might not be you. You may have been deprived of that knowledge by someone who came before you, a mother or a father. There are many kids that do not grow up with prayer in schools because some Supreme Court justices decided that we were going to remove prayer from the public schools, not realizing that the first public schools were taking those classes met in church houses, that the first reading books were people learning how to read by reading the Bible. It's a complete disconnect between reality. And so, you know, the one place that you cannot go and take things is into school. But when you reject the Word of God, you've rejected the love of God, you end up having all sorts of problems as a result of that, which leads to other social problems. So you end up with all of these people in prison where people go and take the Word of God to them. And guess what happens? Miraculously, lives are transformed for the glory of God. Do you realize that some of our missionaries tell us that they have greater freedom to take the Word of God to the societies that they minister in than we do here in America? And some of those countries would surprise you. Some of our missionaries said they want us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ into every public school. That's amazing. And so we've talked about some of the reasons that people don't see God. Sometimes they just haven't heard of Him. They don't ever think about Him. You know, they think about a lot of other things. So today we're going to get into one more topic. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 31. Beginning in verse number 1. But before we get there, I want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air. They're based here in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is area code 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. They are air conditioning, heating, and electrical contractors. They have their license numbers and all of that you can ask them about. But they have been providing professional sales, service, repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential settings, commercial settings, emergency service settings, and they always strive to provide the best service possible at an affordable price. I've got the piece of paper here that they've written out. So I'm going to change a word here, and it says So if you find yourself, I want to change that. So when you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Sooner or later, your system is going to cry out for help, and you'd better know who to call. And I want to encourage you to call the folks at WireCare, 321-632-9538, whether that's an electrical problem, whether it's a wiring issue, breaker box replacement, whether you've had a lightning strike, an outlet that just quit working, whether your air conditioning system needs to be maintained before the heat gets here, whether it's your heater that is getting used now and you want to make sure that that works. All of those things are in their area of expertise, and you can give them a call, 321-632-9538. So, you know, Friday is my favorite day of the week because it is my day off most weeks. Last year, one of the words that I received from God was that I needed to treat my day off as a Sabbath much better than what I had. And I was more successful there towards the end of the year, maybe a little less success, but I'm still working on that to obey the Lord's instructions to the best of my abilities. You know, I realize that I'm not as young as I used to be, not able to go as hard as I used to go, or as long, when it comes to physical demanding activities. And, so I really want to honor the Lord with those, days off as best I can. So, this is my last opportunity to invite you to our spiritual emphasis services this weekend with missionary evangelist Mark Perkey. He will be with us Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6:30. And we're really looking forward to what the word he's going to bring. The theme of our services and the theme for our congregation for this year is Thus Says the Lord. Thus Says the Lord. God's still speaking. His voice is not just any average, ordinary voice. It's the voice of authority. It's the voice of direction. It's the voice of love, the voice of empowerment. We need to hear what God has to say. We're going to probably talk about that some next week on one of the topics that that we are going to cover, which next week we're going to start on what motivates us to seek. Right now we're talking about why don't some people seek the Lord. They don't seek him because they're wicked. They don't seek him because they're proud. They don't seek him because they don't think about him. Their circumstances don't seem to indicate that they don't have a problem. No matter what God says, they're still going to do what they want to do. There's a disconnect between their reality. And today we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 31, finding out what God has to say as to why some people don't. If you know why someone isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing, then you know how to pray. You know how to talk to that person and hopefully convince them to change their behavior to behavior that is more in line with what God wants. So Isaiah chapter 31, verse number 1 says this: Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise, and will bring disaster, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of evildoers, and against the help of those who work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, both he who helps will fall, and he who is helped will fall down. They will all perish together, for thus says the Lord has spoken to me. And so, today, I want to share with you from this passage that there are some people who do not seek the Lord's help because they substitute human intervention for God. They substitute human intervention from God. You know, if we're not careful, we can end up looking to sources other than God, and we're going to end up putting stresses upon those situations. One of the challenges that that people in ministry face is not so much that we think that we're the Messiah or anything like that, but I remember seeing this in a personality evaluation of a young person 20 years ago, maybe not 20 years ago, but it's 15 years ago. And it said in this personality evaluation that they had a Messiah complex, and that they were looking for broken people so that they could try and fix those broken people. And if we're not careful, we can either set ourselves up to be viewed in that way, or we can look at ourselves that way. I remember one time I had a person, we called our small groups a discipleship group, and there was this individual that was coming to our church, and it was the last time they came to church, and they seemed very happy before that, and I said, why did you do that? And discipleship is a very biblical word. It is a mandate of the church to make disciples. And the person explained to me how that word had been abused in Brevard County long before I got here. They still had struggles with that, because back in the day there were people who were telling people what house they should live in, how much money they could spend on groceries, all of this sort of stuff. And I said to them, look, I've got enough areas of responsibility. I've got my family, I've got a business that I manage, and I've got the church that I'm pastoring. I'm not looking to try and manage anybody else's life. I'm not looking for that. And, you know, I have a friend who was in Brevard County at that time, and he gave me the other side of that discussion, and he said there were some abuses, but he said there were people who were getting saved back in the 70s who would want to go blow all of their paycheck, all of their money on a boom box, which was a great big old monstrous radio stereo system with some big old speakers on it. And they'd want to spend their rent money on that. And then because they didn't have any rent money, they were about to get kicked out of their house. They had no concept. No one had ever taught them how to budget their money or prioritize their expenses or tithe or give to God or any of that sort of stuff. So there was a discipleship aspect there, even though there may have been some abuses by some people that many of whom later repented of those things. We can't substitute human intervention for God. I want to make sure that I say this to the best of my ability. One of the things that needs do in our life is it causes us to become aware of our desperate need for God. Desperate need for God. Right now in America, there are people who are looking to the government to be their Messiah. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. There's only one Messiah. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. I remember watching church youth groups sing about a human person and they were using Messiah along with that human being's name. And I was mortified when I saw that video. I mean, they were doing like a human video to it. And I was mortified. I said, man, if they were singing that song about me, I'd be saying, no. Don't do that. You see, when human beings encountered angelic beings, they were oftentimes tempted to fall down and worship those angels. Okay, here's how you knew the difference between an angel or a messenger from God and a satanic messenger. And that is the angelic messenger, the messenger from heaven, the messenger from God would say, get up, don't do that. Don't worship me. I'm just a messenger from God. I'm not the Messiah. I don't want you substituting what belongs to God and appropriating that to me. So here in Isaiah chapter 31, the people were not looking to God. It says they weren't seeking the Lord, and instead they had gone down to Egypt for help. They'd gone down to Egypt. So people will often look to others who seem to have more natural resources to try and help them. But I will tell you this, those with natural resources generally come with a price tag. They generally come with a price tag. It said they would rely on horses. One more thing about the going to others for natural resources. Natural resources are always inferior to supernatural resources. Natural resources are always inferior to supernatural resources. The one advantage that natural resources have is you tend to be able to see them. You have a tendency to be able to expect them, but that's not the way that supernatural resources operate. A lot of times people look to superficial things and say, oh, that's the intervention of God. That's the favor of God. And a lot of times that's not the case. It's just been people who have leveraged themselves to such an extent that they're a little more visible with their natural resources. I worked for a pastor one time, and he made this statement. And he said, if you can be bought, you can be sold. If you can be bought, you can be sold. The only situation where that is not true is with Jesus, because he paid for you. The receipts are the nail prints in his hands and feet and the wound in his side. He didn't purchase you as an investment. He purchased you as a treasure. So I want to encourage you, don't make it your priority to look just for natural resources. In fact, prayer, turning to God, should be our first, our course of first action. Okay? And so there are times that we get sick and we pray. I am not one of these people that's averse to doctors. But doctors are a secondary course of action, not my primary course of action. Okay? I recognize that they have their blessings, but they also have their limitations. And so I'm always thankful for whatever the doctors are able to do, but I'm also standing in faith believing that God is going to be able to do a miracle in such a way that the doctor is going to say, well, here's the medical chart from before, and here is the medical chart afterwards, and I had nothing to do with the transformation in that process. Okay? So it talks about that people who rely on horses and who trust in chariots because they are many, or in horsemen because they are very strong. So here, people were talking about they were not only looking to Egypt, but they were looking to military might And they were trying to substitute that for the power of God. In Zechariah, it says, it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. There's an old chorus that we used to sing that talked about that. God can do more by his spirit in a short period of time than you can do with a lifelong human endeavor and come away frustrated. I tell this story for a different reason many times. I had a friend who came over to work at my car. This was over 21 years ago. And no matter what level of life we were at, this guy's always been able to just run rings around me. I can't do as much as I did then. He can't do as much as he did then. But he still just goes after it as hard as he can almost every day. And you know, he's brilliant with automobiles and mechanical repairs. He is truly one of the greatest men of God that I know. Not perfect, but he is my dear, dear friend and tremendously gifted. But I didn't like making him my primary person to go to whenever I had a car problem. I grew up somewhat handy, not nearly. I mean, I'm just fractionally mechanically inclined compared to this guy. And by that, I mean, he can fix anything and I can fix a couple of things. So, you know, he's probably 50-1 mechanically inclined, greater inclined than what I am. And so I had worked on this thing for hours and hours and hours. It was a 1974 Duster. I still remember the car that I was working on. And I had worked hard trying to get this one particular part off. I don't remember what it was. I might have been changing a muffler or something like that. It wasn't a complicated repair at all. But, I mean, I had worked on it for hours, and it wasn't coming off. So finally it was getting dark in about an hour. And so I had to call him over and he said, no problem. He brought his tools over. He brought his air compressor with him and he brought some air powered tools. And within 5 minutes he had it off. It wasn't because of anything other than he had a different power supply than what I had. His wasn't, just muscles and fibers and brute strength. His was air powered. I want to tell you that as Christians, you and I are supposed to seek the Lord because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We need to seek the Lord because he's got supernatural solutions to our problems, not just natural solutions. See, at one point in time, there were people who got in trouble with God because they had turned away from his natural provision, and they said, what we're going to do is we're going to cut out cisterns, just great big storage tanks for water. And I tell you what a storage tank does. If you don't use it very fast, it becomes stagnant. We actually had a cistern in the house that I spent my high school years in. It had been my great-grandmother's home, and they didn't have city water until pretty much about the time we got out there. And so they would haul their – no, it was after we got out there that they got city water. It was about the time I went to college. We would have to haul our water to our house in a tank on the back of a truck and then dump the water into the cistern. And I can tell you from personal experience, that was not nearly as wonderful a resource as having running water into your house. Here in 2021, we have a choice to make. We have a choice to make as individuals. We have a choice to make as a church. We have a choice to make as a community. We have a choice to make as a country. And that choice is this. Are we going to look to God for our provision, or are we going to substitute human intervention? For some of you, it might be, well, I'm wealthy, so I don't need to seek God because I've got money. That's the same problem here. For some of you, it might be your youth. You say, well, I'm young. I've still got lots of time ahead of me. For some of you, it might be your education. I don't know what you might be tempted to substitute for seeking God, but I will tell you this. There is no adequate substitute for God in your life. I don't care how good-looking a person is. If they're good-looking and ungodly, that's a horrible substitute. Paul's over here framing himself. Don't substitute anyone, anything for God. Don't put government in God's place. They don't fit on the throne. It will be a disappointment 100 times out of 100 times. Whatever you're tempted to do. In fact, later on in Isaiah chapter 31, it says, their horses are flesh, not spirit. The Egyptians are men and not God. I don't know about you, but if I've got my choice between the help of men, which is great, or the help of God, I'm going to choose the help of God because he can do more in a minute than you and I can do in a lifetime. You and I, we've got to seek the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. There, it is no comparison, and there is no adequate substitute. If you would like to join us this weekend in worship, as we're going to be seeking God and seeking to hear God's voice, I want to invite you out to our services. 10:30 of the morning is our worship service. We have Sunday school at 9:30. Worship service again Sunday night at 6:30 with Reverend Mark Perkey. He's a missionary evangelist. He brings a powerful word, and we're believing for great things. We would love to have you come and join us, 165 North Grove Street, as we seek the Lord our God together. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else is going to be added that you need. God bless you. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
When our world is shaken, when our hope is broken.